there's no initiative necessarily on the ballot this time, but there are some important positions to vote for tomorrow, both in the city of Lansing, in East Lansing, and some of our surrounding communities. We focused here on the Lansing Council race and the East Lansing Council races. You've heard from the candidates, and now we're just going to talk about the election parameters themselves coming up for Tuesday, which is November 3rd, Election Day, with City Clerk in Lansing, Chris Swope. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, absentee ballots, always something to factor in. How many folks do you anticipate will vote absentee in the city this year?
Well, we sent out about 5,300 ballots, but we have a lot of people that haven't returned those ballots. We when I looked on Friday, we had 14 or 1,500 people that still need to get their ballots back to us by 8 o'clock election night.
Huh. So there, and that's coming up. Oh, that's tomorrow, by the way.
Tomorrow.
So I mean, do you normally get a flood of people, you know, who are rolling in the door, or I mean, is it with this kind of an election, off year, no governor, no president, no senator, no Congress? Is it a bit of a trickle?
It's more of a trickle. So you know, I anticipate that a lot of those ballots just we won't see them back by election day. People got them and have just decided to sit this one out or maybe show up at the polls instead. But it looks like we're going to have quite a few people not returning their ballots.
Well, and that costs money to send out too, right?
You're right. Yeah.
And so is there ever, do you sometimes, well, you have to do what you have to do. It's like polling places.
Right.
You have to do what you have to do. But, I mean, the city is not exactly flush with cash, so it would behoove residents to help out a little bit on that end of it, right? I mean, it's a two-way street
right,
there.
Right, and they've got a couple of options to return those ballots.
Which are?
A 24-hour drop-off
okay.
At 2500 South Washington, the former National Guard Armory up there by McLaren Hospital. So, you know, they don't even have to put a stand back on it if they want to swing
drop them off.
Drop-off.
And save the money on the postage that way. How about overall turnout? What are you and throughout the awards and the precincts? What are you looking at for an estimate? You guys always estimate. So what's your estimate for tomorrow?
I think we're looking somewhere around 15%, and that includes the absentees that we will get back. So you know, not a stellar turnout. You know, when we have the city elections and it's the year without the mayor's race on the ballot, so. Really, we just don't see a ton of people turn out and vote in this election.
Chris, this is what I don't get, though. I mean, this is they always say all politics is local. But it is true. I mean, if you live in the city, for things that will directly affect you, this has as much to do with direct effect on you as a Lansing resident as anything out there. There are other things you can vote on that don't have a big impact. They look good. They get a lot of attention. But this actually does. So where is the disconnect in your mind?
Well, you know, in a presidential race, there's like one person that you can focus on and think about. And I think that's a big part of it. You know, with a local race like this, we aren't seeing a lot of TV ads. So, you know, a lot of people that maybe don't subscribe to the newspaper daily aren't seeing as much. It's not as much in your face. And I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, it just people don't put it on their radar, unfortunately. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, the amount of local property taxes, how many police are on the streets, all those things are settled
all
at
that.
A city level.
And honestly, feel free to not comment here, but the check and balance with your boss, too, as well, at the level in city government with the mayor in the strong mayor system. This is all part of the process, and we've tried to have a lot of coverage on it, but, you know, I think you're right. It just, you know, people will tune in or tune out, and the level of it tends to drift away. Now, you work in tandem with the county clerk's office to get updated results out there for people as well, correct, with Barb Byram's office?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, we work very closely together on election day.
And what will that entail tomorrow? When do you think you'll have it, the election put to bed? And we will, of course, in Lansing, the city, there's four people vying for two spots that are at large. There's, of course, two candidates each in the first ward and the third ward. And there's another item on the ballot as well, right?
Right. We have a charter amendment proposal that would prevent golden parachute type situations that we had recently with the Board of Water and Light.
Got it.
It would limit contracts to 1 year for at-will employees unless the city council approves a longer contract. So there would be a kind of a bright light on anything that's longer than a 1 year contract. So we expect to get all the results in by 10:30, 11 o'clock.
And so really that's a pretty, with the turnout, that's a pretty quick night, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's all electronic. The voting systems count the ballot as the voters put it in. So then at the end of the polling day, the precinct workers basically just push a button and it prints a report of what happened in that precinct.
Chris Swope is city clerk. Chris Swope, city clerk for City of Lansing. Always great to talk to you. I hope you have a hugely busy day. I hope that your people get swamped.
Too.
I mean, I'm not counting on that, but I hope that is what happens and that you have a smooth night tomorrow night as well. Chris, thanks for being here.
All right, thanks.